Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, there's been no preparation because I literally just arrived. But I have the experience from last year, just, you know, playing one practice and then going to the match, so I'm not worried about that. Well, there's not much time, much peaceful time, I would say, because there's always something going on. The tour is really intense, so I just try to, you know, catch every moment where I have some peace, or I'm, you know, staying in one place for a longer time to find a balance. But overall, I think pretty well. When I came to Doha, I was, you know, thinking a little bit about that, and it got my expectations a little bit higher and the pressure a little bit higher. So I'm happy that, you know, during the time I played, I could focus on the right things and really get the work done. And after it happened, it was just surreal and amazing. So, well, last year was fine. From what I remember, the surface was a little bit faster. But honestly, that's the only year I remember, because the year before I lost against Muguruza, it was a fast match, so I don't remember a lot. And I wouldn't say the weather conditions are different. Probably it's less humid in the evening. But I don't think it matters, honestly. Because of the rules that we have right now, everything is mandatory for us. The tournaments are going to be, you know, packed, and you're not going to get an easy draws or anything. So you just have to be ready. And if you want to win a tournament, you got to win against the best in the world anyway. So so I don't think there's a huge difference between this tournament and the others, you know. So I'm just going to take it easy step by step, and we'll see how it's going to look like after a couple of days. I'll just focus on the first match. But, I mean, the pressure is always there. It's part of the job, so I wouldn't say it's bigger. That's the place I'm in my career, and I have no comparison to any other place, so I can't say if the pressure is high or low. It's there because it's always there in sports, and I'm dealing with it fine, so I guess it's okay.
You mentioned that, you know, it's a short turnaround time from Doha to Dubai. Does it run at the back of your mind how quickly you have to recover, maybe get some rest? And are you sometimes thinking there's a possibility of injury as well, given how short the time span is?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it feels like we have to kind of, you know, rush it a little bit. But honestly, last year it was similar, even though Doha was a smaller tournament and one match less. I was able to manage. I think that was the second time after also Indian Wells, Miami, where I didn't have, you know, much time to recover, and I just played another tournament straight away. So, well, there's always possibility for injury, but there's no point in professional sports to, like, you know, overthink it or try to, you know, see the future, because I'm well prepared physically. And And yeah, well, it also depends what the intensity of the matches will be, you know. Because in In Doha, I would say the final was, you know, pretty intense, but the other matches I had under control. So it's not like I played three setters, you know. It's a different year. I feel differently, you know. A lot has happened since, so it's a different tournament, and no reason to like come back to what happened last year. I would say I'm doing a good job, like separating that. I don't use really social media during the tournaments. I just post my stuff and that's all. But for sure, when I go on social media, when I'm not playing tournaments, it can distract a person. And I would say also when you start, you know, making success, having successes, it's easy to focus on the business part of the sport and forget what you are actually here to do and about the work that you should put. I remember, you know, after I won my first Roland Garros, like 2 months, I really was going, the wrong path. I wasn't really, like, the practices weren't the priority in my schedule, in my head, you know. So I remember my team had to kind of push me right back on the right path. And I think, yeah, social media and internet can distract you, and this business side of sport, if you don't balance it well.
I wanted to follow up on the previous reply you gave about intensity in the game. Two of your, say, competitors, for example, Elena Rybakina and Sabalenka, what's the difference when you face against each of them?
Well, their game, you know, they're playing differently, and that's the main difference you focus on when you go on a match, because you have your tactics and everything and you have to be ready. And that's all I would say, because they are both really, you know, proactive players, really intense. So you have to really be on your toes and ready, and not really let them play their game, because they're going to use it. So they're really good, both of them. And as you can see, like, we all have pretty tight matches against each other. So I feel like the level is pretty high and it's good. So I wouldn't say that there's much difference in terms of the mindset or the focus when I play against each of them.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.